Yeah, we have to revise what we were saying yesterday. We have to. It can't be so simple that the problem of mechubar is that it's changing the shem of the chepta, right? Because you see, the Ron brings up the problem on the next daf. Let's take it in order. Let's actually do it, not just talk about it. Okay, so let's take the Gemara Chof Aleph on this. What? In the bottom. Who wants to read? Gitsi's got a mouthful of cereal. Go ahead.
Kasu al cheres shel atif yachu kasher. Kishakale yachivle neela.
Okay, so if you write it on a what? On the pottery of the of a pot of a. I have a pot with a hole in it. It's not really relevant that there's a hole in it at this point. It's kosher. How is it kosher? Because you just take it and give it to her. What's the chiddush exactly? So let's see Rashi.
Rashi deshakalei mekulei atis ve'ein kan mekusar kisa ve'ein lachos shema yishaver hacheres ve'itim hachatika v'hadilei kisa.
Okay, this is an important Rashi. So he says you take the atzitz, you take the whole atzitz. So you're not there's no idea of mechusar katzitza, right? Because it's on the pot, and you don't have to be choshesh that maybe he'll break the pot and just give her the chaticha. And that would be katzitza, right? But we're not choshesh because the guy apparently he's not going to be mastered the atzitz, right? There's no chashash like that.
He's not going to destroy the pot?
There's no chashash, he's going to destroy the pot.
In the event that now that we say this, and now the event that it does break?
It would be a problem. It would be a problem. It would be a problem.
The thing is, we're just like, we're not worried he's going to do it, so you can do it.
Right, there's no gzera on this one. Okay, go ahead.
Back to the Gemara. Allah shall atis, nothing. Abai amar kasher, v'rav amar pakel.
So on the leaf of that pot, with the hole in it, so what's the significance of the so on the leaf of the pot with the hole in it, so something that the pot that has a hole in it is considered what? So the plant that's growing in the pot in the otzitz that's nokov is considered mechuba. Okay, so what if you write it on the leaf of the plant that's mechuba in the pot? So Abaye says kosher and Rava says pasul. Go ahead.
Abaye amar kosher the shakalei v'yahiv le'nil.
Okay, Rashi.
Rashi.
So Abaye says it's kosher because all you need to do is pick up the pot and give it to her. No problem. No problem picking up the pot and giving it to her. And Rava says it's possible. And even Rava, who says it's possible, is only gzera that we're worried you're going to pull the leaf off. Right, and then it would be katzitza min ha-mechuba. And then it would be katzitza min ha-mechuba. Okay. Then it would be katzitza min ha-mechuba. Interesting problem. I mean, Rashi seems to be sosa himself a little bit because by the atzitz he says it would be a problem to break the atzitz. Right, even though the atzitz is not mechuba. Right, so Rashi seems to be holding that even breaking a talish is a problem. Right, but then over here he focuses on the fact that it's mechuba. I have to see that's a problem we have to wait for. The plant is growing in the ground. It's considered growing from the ground. The plant that is in a pot that has a hole in it, the plant is considered growing from the ground.
But not actually.
Yeah, all the halachos of mechuba l'karka apply to that plant. It has the status of mechuba l'karka. If on Shabbos you would pull the leaf off, you'd be over in Sederaisa.
Okay. So, like, even in terms of, I mean, well, I don't understand why in terms of with the, that would get, you mean, that, like, it's really, it is separated. I mean, why do you have to look at it as mechuba in terms of get?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is Rashi seems to be contradicting himself. Because by the atzitz, he doesn't seem to care about whether it's mechuba or not. Just says katzitza the problem.
I thought when it says, you're talking about when it says the first case, where it's kasher al karas shalotis.
Right.
So I was assuming that there was not necessarily a plant in the pot.
No, there's not a plant in the pot. Doesn't matter if there's a plant in the pot or not. But he
so
says you're not worried.
The pot on the ground is, that's as if it's the pot is attached to the ground?
No, it's not. But Rashi says we're not worried you're going to break the pot and give her a piece of the broken pot. Right?
Right.
So that implies, so that's Rashi sounds like he's saying that he holds that ketzitza applies even to things that are not growing from the ground.
Right.
Right? In other words, if you take a long piece of paper and cut it, it would seem Rashi would also say that's the problem. We just, and then breaking the cheres is like that, but we're not choshish for that. Right? But over here by the otzitz, where when Rava says it's usur to give the otzitz nakov, he says because you might pull the leaf off. Right? And he says pulling the leaf off would be ketzitza min a mechuba. But Rashi seemed to say a minute ago it doesn't matter if it's ketzitza min a mechuba. Right? So it sounds like so Rashi seems to be sosur himself. Right? Because we know that there's a big machlokus whether ketzitza is only a psul from the mechuba or if ketzitza is even a psul from polish. Right? Okay, I'm just making note of that point. I'm not going to answer that question now. But the Ron asks a powerful question over here. Okay, he says like this. Go ahead.
Gashena v'gemara.
Yeah.
Gashena v'gemara. Kasa al acheres shel atzis nako kasher. D'shakalei v'yahav l'niel. Klomar d'shakalei l'kulei atzis. V'ein kan v'chuser kitza. V'ein lachosh.
Okay, fine. So that's the cheres part, right? Okay, good. He's a little different, right? He says that what? You're not choshesh that maybe you'll break the cheres, and give her the biggest piece.
That?
Good question. We'll have to see. V'havi ketzitza, and that would be ketzitza. The lo mafsid leilatz. Why do you say rov hachaticha? V'itin la rov hachaticha. If you give it a miyut, it would be okay. If it's a giant pot, and you take out a little piece, it would be okay. I mean, if you would give her the what? If you give her the meat, it'd be okay?
Well, you can do it either way. I mean, there's two ways to do it. That's the way you read it. You said that if you give her the meat, it'd be okay. Or you can alternatively read it. I already know that if I give her the meat, it wouldn't work.
Right.
But for some reason, I would think that if I gave her the robe, it would work. Kamash one.
Not clear what he's saying over here.
It doesn't sound like huh? It doesn't sound like
it. Why does he use the word robe? Rashi doesn't use the word robe. Yitim al-chaticha. Right. He sounds like he's saying that what? That only if it's rove it will be ketzitza?
I was saying only if it was rove, but wouldn't it be?
Well, I guess it depends how you punctuate it. Ve'in locho shema yishbor hacheres v'yitin lo rove hachaticha v'avi ketzitza. We're not worried he's going to do that, which would be ketzitza. Why? To lo masad le lotzitz. Because he's not going to do that. Right? Huh?
What's the other way?
What's the other way, Jeremy?
I don't know. I don't know how to punctuate it. I just thought you could say just the opposite way. How do they, you take the robe of Hatifa?
You'll take it and you'll give her.
What?
When I say you take it, obviously I meant to give it as a gift.
I'm saying what?
Maybe you've been taking like Kalanta for a while. Like, hey, look, I got a piece of Paris
gone. I meant like the part of the talking. What's the Allah?
No, we're not talking about Allah.
I know, but it's.
So he's saying you just think the Hatifa, you think for some reason I can use that.
Right.
Kamash one, you can't. I mean, he ignored the fact that there was a Mia. He said the Mia wouldn't work.
I wanted to pull my
now, I was thinking up piece Svar, you can say the reason you would do that is because say that somehow maybe that retains its color shame part of the pot. I mean, because the big enough piece.
I don't know. Let's go. That's a good question. We'll have to see if we can. I don't know. I don't know why it says robe. I don't know why it says robe. I mean, you should say la locha that there's a difference depending on what you do. Doesn't sound like he's saying the maisa. I mean, if there's a big nafkmi over here, it's strange for him to put it like that. Let's take the next piece. Yeah, I mean, now it's going to be a... B'dieved, what would happen if it broke? So then he'd have to have a chilek. It depends. If Rov broke, then it doesn't... It's not mashma like that. Okay, go ahead. Let's take the next piece.
Allah shall ask this number. Abayi amar kasher, v'rava amar pasul. Abayi amar kasher, v'shakal le'yah abayi nila. V'rava amar pasul, g'zir shem yiktam.
Allah.
Klamar v'havi le'y tzitza min ha-mechubar.
Okay, so the problem would be tzitza min ha-mechubar. Go ahead.
V'timhani le'abayi amayi
kasher. V'timhani, he has a question.
V'timhani.
He has a big problem here. Problem for Abayi and there's a problem for Rava.
La'abayi amayi kasher. Rava nami amaylo pasale el nishem gzir shem yiktam.
So you see his problem like this. Why does Abayi hold this kasher? To take the pot and give it. And even Rava, why does he say it's only pasal? Because maybe you'll pluck off the leaf.
If he's saying it should be pasal, that's my answer actually.
Yeah. The Havadai.
Havadai leka lachshure el b'diyahi v'ayniyola. K'mokam shianikas ha'atzis posekes.
Because the only way to give her this otzitz is to break the its connection to the ground. No, it's right. The ilo lo konasa. If not, it's not. She can't be kona. Okay, so if the guy who owns the zroim wants to sell to the one who owns the otzitz, so he has to do a chazaka in the zroim. Can't be moshech the pot.
Okay.
But the point is the only way for it to be kosher. The point is the only way for it to be a good get is to actually remove it from the ground and give it to her. Okay, you can't keep it as a mechuber lekarka and have a kosher nesinas haget. Okay, so therefore, ika lemifsele mishum deksiv v'chosav v'nosan. So now there's a problem. Why don't you say it's a problem? Why don't you say it's no good? Why? Because we say v'chosav v'nosan. Misha'ina mechusar elaksiva v'nesina. But now this thing starts out as a mechuba l'karka. And in order to give it to her, it's going to have to be tolish from the karka. You're going to have to make it into a tolish. Right? So and then give it to her. So why don't you have the problem of mishen mechusar ksiva nesina yotzezeh shem mechusar ksiva tlisha nesina, right? And the question is good. I mean, the way we were learning yesterday, it's a very powerful question because it is a real change in the chefza. It's going from a, if you're going to learn, the psul is going from you're writing it on one type of an entity and you're giving it on another, right? You still have this problem here. You still have this problem here. It starts out as a mechuber, and it ends up as a talish. Where's the v'chasa v'noson? The plant. You're writing it on the plant. This now we switch. The first case is you're writing on the pot. Then we're writing it on the plant itself. So saying the plant is considered mechubur l'karka.
Why? From the pot.
But the pot has a hole in it. That's the din. It doesn't necessarily have to have gone, the roots have to have gone through, but it's considered yonik man from the karka. It's considered that there's a nutritional, deriving a nutritional benefit from the karka. Okay?
V'nichali.
I'm glad he's happy with this. I'm glad it's good for him. Yeah, good.
The afogav divada idilin shabbos tole shavi.
So he says you're not gonna wiggle out of it in terms of it's really tlisha. It's 100% is considered tolesh. If it were Shabbos and you had a pot, you hear this, Isaac? If it's Shabbos and you have a pot with a hole in it and a plant growing in that pot, and the pot is resting on the ground, if you pick up the pot, he says you're going to be chayav for tolesh. Because it was mechubur l'karka, it was growing in the ground, and now you're removing it from the ground. That's tolesh. But by Shabbos, it's going to be tolesha. But by gittin, it's not. Why? Because it's not apparent. So, I mean, luckily we know what's... we're not like the people the Ram talks about who needs have their imagination involved. We know halachically it's talish, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
The Hainu Ksiva Nasina, but the knuckles name Tlisha Mamela Kahabi Bashat Nasina.
Because you don't need anything other than the mice itself that you would do with the otzitz that ain't a knuckle. No, even if you had an otzitz that's not knuckle on the ground, and you would do the same thing, you'd have to pick it up. You don't really have to, you could do Mashicha, right? Because you start out saying the otzitz that's knuckle is a little different than the ain't a knuckle, but basically he's saying it happens in Mamela. So what's the svar now? So what's the formula? So can you write me, give me the formula, the Shulchan Aruch formula? That what? So now we have two problems. If, let's just get the facts straight, so then we can try to formulate. So that what? If it's mechubah lekarka, then what? Then it's only going to be a problem if you're ochre it from the karka through what? Huh? Through a maisa of ketzitza. Right? Now there's two things. When we say kol she'ena mechusar el ksiva ketzitza unesina, it means two things. It means that according to the Shita, it means that it has to be going from mechubar lekarka to tolosh through a maisa ketzitza. But if you do a maisa ketzitza and it's not making it tolosh, for instance, shy, for instance, right, the pot was eino nakov, right? If the pot was an eino nakov, according to the sheet that we're learning from yesterday, we were still working in that sheet. Then, if the pot was not a nakov, then the maisa ketzitza itself is not a problem, according to those sheetas. And even if it does make it talush, it's dafka through a maisa ketzitza. So it's just getting stranger and stranger. I mean, it doesn't help me, but that's the fact. It helps me because now I know the MS. So how do we understand this? I mean, what's the svar over here? What's the svar over here? Still seems like just these funny rules.
The
facts?
Yeah,
if you had a pot, we're trying to work the svar out in that shita now. It's machlokas, but we're going with that shita. That if you had a pot with no hole in it,
right.
So then it's considered not mechubar lekarka.
Okay.
So if you would write a get on that leaf and you would cut it off, it would be fine.
Okay.
Because it's a maisa tlisha, but it's a maisa ketzitza, but it's not a maisa ketzitza that makes it tallish. It was already considered tallish before.
You don't say that the leaf would be tallish from the plant? You know what? It's tallish from the
Yeah, but that's not halachically. They're only going with halachically breaking it from karka.
Well, I thought we said if we had like a big piece of paper and did a ksiva and then I changed that piece of paper, that would also...
That's a machlokas. We're not going according to that sheet, though. We're going according to the sheet. Right now, we're going according to the svara of Rabbeinu of the Rashbam, I think he's quoted in. The name of Rashbam. That it's only if you remove it from a mechubar to a talish. Right, and a karen is considered like mechubar. I mean, huh? Yeah. So what do you say? Doesn't move on its own.
A bit of Venus flytrap.
Doesn't have will. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you say? So also, I mean, that one statement that this whole sugya is revolving around is what? What's the kasha get? Misha'ina mechusar el ksiva unesina. Yotzezesh mechusar ksiva ketzitza unesina. It's a strange statement. It's a strange statement, right? I heard Chaim was grappling with it this morning. Right? Because literally, what does it mean? What's the kasha get? Misha'ina mechusar el ksiva unesina. So what is that referring to? I mean, a blank piece of paper? Blank piece of paper is a kasha get. Why? Because it's only mechusik, see what it's seen. All it needs to do is be written. All it needs to do is be written on and given. Yatzazeh.
At the outset, that's all black.
At the outset, that's all black.
Yeah.
At the retroactive outset. At the retroactive outset, that's all that was lacking. Right? Because we're not holding like the Rav Haigon now. We're not learning like Rav Haigon. It has nothing to do with what you had in mind initially. Okay. So I think we need to understand the Yesod over here. We need like a principle. We need a principle to help open up this sugya a little bit.
Start with the fact that it changed.
Doesn't make it
a change. Does it make something halachic change? Right? And the question is now, what does make something halachic change?
It's definitely a change in the shame of the...
Whoa. In terms of Shabbos.
In terms of Shabbos.
Well, what does he say? Let's read it carefully. I'm very big on the sensitivity to the Lashon. We have to find that in what you have to find what you're saying in his words. Okay? Well, we have to be sensitive to what is he saying. Is he saying that it's not Tlisha here, or it's Tlisha here, but it's done in an acceptable way?
Even if it is
Hold
Tlisha
on,
here,
let's
though.
See. Yeah.
So what?
No, but you're saying that it's
I'm
not Tlisha
here. I'm saying, even if it's, first of all, I'm saying, even if it is Tlisha, fine, that's one thing, but even if it is Tlisha, why Tlisha Aser? Meaning Tlisha's mutter. Meaning, we were saying yesterday, let's keep the promise we had yesterday. The problem is changing the object.
Right.
Right?
And now we're seeing that's not working out so good.
Well, wait, let's just see. But like,
in a pure sense, it can't work.
Why does Tlisha change the object? Who says it does?
Because there's a sham of a mechubar and there's a sham of a talish.
Mm-hmm. Why is that necessarily a change? Meaning, I understand. I mean, ksitza is a difference. Meaning, maybe Tlisha is not the same thing as ksitza. I mean, ksitza is a more of a real chain, and Tlisha is not.
Maybe what? But they're holding. Chain. But they're holding. It's only considered ksitza if it makes it into a talish. Right? He's saying there's two ways to make it into a talish. You can make it into a talish without ketzitza or with ketzitza. On Shabbos, we only care if it becomes a talish. That's all we care about on Shabbos. Right? But over here, for some reason, we're only concerned if it becomes a talish through a maisa ketzitza.
Right.
We're not concerned with the maisa ketzitza per se, and we're not concerned with talish per se. We're only concerned with this combination.
Well, we're concerned about the maisa ketzitza.
That makes it a talish.
That makes it a talish. Right, and then you might want to say that's the reason is because there's certain recognizable acts in regards to Gittin, and there's certain recognizable acts in regards to Shabbos. So the Shabbos were concerned with Malach Malshevis, a different story.
Certain recognizable acts by Gittin.
It's just different rules. I mean, there's Hagdaras by Shabbos,
right.
And Hagdaras by Gittin.
Right. So where do the rules come from? I would think they should come from the subject matter. Right? So that's what I'm trying to find. Is there a subject matter difference? Is there a way I can understand Gittin? Is there when I say I want to give a basic sfaras, I say, just like on Shabbos, the Iker is Melechus Machsheves, and that's why it doesn't matter if it's a Maisa Ketzitza or not. What is an underlying principle in Gittin that we're focusing Dafka on a Maisa Ketzitza? Yeah?
He says, not any of the Maisa being done, it's any of whether the get is called Mechusar Tzvisha.
Okay, is the get called Mechusar Tlisha? Okay. So you're saying is it Mechusar Tlisha or is it Mechusar Ketzitza? It means we need it to be Mechusar Ketzitza. Mm-hmm. If it's Mechusar Ketzitza, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. So like whether or not there was an act of Tlisha done, whether or not we call it on Shabbos an act of Tlisha, the get itself is not called Mechusar Ketzitza.
That's true.
Because that's included within.
That's true. See, I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem I'm having, in terms of a theoretical point of view, the problem I'm having is I find it difficult when you can only formulate things in the negative. You understand what I'm saying? I was alluding to this idea yesterday. In other words, we're able to formulate things in the negative. It's not good if you do a ketzitza that results in a tlisha. But it's okay if it's just a tlisha itself. Right? But what's the requirement in get? Now, as every psul, it would seem, you'd have to explain as violating a requirement in get. And don't just tell me the requirement is not to be over this psul. You understand? That's where we're winding up, running around in circles. What's the requirement by get? Not to violate this psul. Why is it this psul? No one knows why. There's no idea in get that makes this important. But because we make this psul, now you say, what is? How do you make a get? You do lishma, you do this, and don't violate this psul. That's not a positive idea. Yeah.
It says it right over here.
Go ahead.
We have different recognizable.
Wait.
Feel hakelin and getting low mikri.
Are you in Aaron? You in Aaron?
Aaron.
I don't know where you are. You just jumped in the middle. Okay, good.
Sorry. It says a feel hakelin and getting low mikri mechusar tlisha. The tlisha osa tlisha in a mikaris pal. Right. I mean, it's just the same. It's just a different kind of mice. We have different mice by Shabbos and different mice by Gittin. What we consider a mice by Shabbos is not necessarily a mice by Gittin, and therefore, what does the mice do? I think what a mice does is it produces a change. That's what the halakha recognized action does. By Shabbos, the change would be something different, right? Than by Gittin, right? Because we have a recognizable mice. Mice is what affects a change.
A mice is what affects change. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, and therefore, since we have different actions by Shabbos than we do by Gittin, therefore, right. Certain things would be considered a change in regards to Shabbos, and certain things which would not be considered a change in terms of the get, and therefore, we really are sticking with the same svara from yesterday, but we're saying that it's in terms of the action, and we're not focusing on the action.
Okay, so what is it then? So it's only if it's a change brought on by a mice that Gittin recognizes.
Yeah.
And it just so happens Gittin only recognizes Ketitza.
Now that's a good question. Why? That's something we have to analyze. What's the bigger claw that it attaches to, that the reason Gittin has such rules?
Right.
Right? But that's where I stop because I don't really know the answer.
Right. Right.
See, that's why I was saying it doesn't. Right? Because it's not the fact that it's a hefsek is the problem. It's not the fact that you're putting another action in there that's a problem. It's the problem what it produces, right? And the pasuk's talking in terms of, in terms of the chazav nasa, in terms of the actions which produces a get.
Mm-hmm. Meaning, the
yeah,
yeah. So what is this a mechubra or is this a talish?
That case.
The final get. When you pick up the pot with the leaf in it, so you'll say
it's halachically
both. Depending on which framework you're in?
No, it just doesn't make a difference. I mean,
but that's not an answer. It doesn't make a difference.
I mean, so obviously, if you can't get something that's mechuber, because that's a rule, it's talsh.
What if you pick it? What if
but it didn't have a maisa. Didn't have a maisa of tlisha.
I'm saying it has to come through. So you can say it can be talsh.
Right.
Right. I mean, talsh is fine. It just can't come through a maisa of tlisha.
Okay, so let me try to give an idea that maybe will clarify why we care about how you get the tlisha. Okay. Let me try to give my idea. And with this idea, maybe explain what's the positive thing in get that we're looking for. What's the idea? What's the positive idea in get that we're looking for? Okay? And if this idea works out, I think it'll be helpful in a lot of sugyas that we're going to get to in the future, too. So everything is revolving around what? The whole sugya, everything is revolving around what? Kosav and Nasan. Right? The Chosav and Nasan. That connection of writing and giving. Okay? We have to stop and think more deeply about that connection. Okay? What is that connection? What is that telling us? What is that telling us? What's the concept? What's the concept of a Chosav and Nasan? Okay? So, for example, for instance, writing a Sefer Torah is a mitzvah in the Torah, too. Right? But there's no mitzvah of a Nasan, it's just a Chosav. Right? It's just a Vikosav. Isaac, you want to get that thing? You can have a hard time if you keep backing away. So what's a safer? What's a safer? Safer, so what's a safer? What's the ksiva of a safer? The ksiva of a safer could be for the ksav itself. In other words, a person will write a safer to keep the ideas. Right? You formulate the ideas. I'm not talking about just necessarily Sefer Torah. Maybe someone should remove that because it's becoming very distracting. I think it's distracting because everybody's afraid to get close to it, though. So we can, there you go. You got it?
That's right,
yeah. What are you doing?
You want to pause that thing,
right?
Ryan? Okay. So a normal idea of the cost of is a record. Person can write for many reasons. You can write his memoirs to remember things later, right? It's a record. But what is a get? What's the essence of get? Now, is the essence of a regular ksiva is simply to preserve the idea in writing.
Textual exchange.
What's the essence of the ksiva of a get?
The get's not preserving anything. The get is the thing. The get's executing the
you two, you two, brisker.
The formalization of the
no.
Damn.
I've never been accused of that.
Why is it like a mice on?
What's the essence of a, what's the essence of the ksav of a get? If I could work, if you can give me an analogy, what would be the closest writing that a get would be comparable to? No, no, no. In the world, that would be
legal formalities.
No, 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 no.
Your wife. It's not a writing.
I would say it's like a telegram.
Telegram.
Oh, you're what's just informing her.
What is the right? What's the essence of the writing of a telegram? To deliver the message.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the essence of the ksiva of a get is to be given. The essence of a ksiva of a sefer is not to be given; it's to be had.
Right.
To have. You understand? The v'chosa v'nosan means that the ksiva, the essence of this ksiva, is a communication of a certain idea of Croesus. That's the essence of it. Okay? That's the essence of it. So now the problem is like this. So what's the problem? Can we work this into I think this idea is true.
That it's written on
it. It's the v'chosav v'nosav. That's the essence of the thing.
Yeah. You wrote it originally, it wasn't able to be communicated, you couldn't give it over.
So that's why you need the das mega and everything. So now they say like this. Let's say one second. Now let's say I write it on a mechuba, right? Let's say I write it on a mechuba.
So you wrote it on something you can't give.
No. I could give the whole cow. Okay, I could give the whole cow. Mi she'eino. That's what it means, by the way. Mi she'eino mechuser eleksiva unasina. It means it's an immediate dispatch. It's a dispatch. Hot off the wires. Okay? So what's the psul? What would be the psul? How would you passel a get? How would you break the idea of being of a chosa v'nosan?
You can't be given miyad.
No. How would you break it? By treating the cheftza of the ksav as an entity on its own right. In other words, the essence of the ksav of the get is to be a v'nosan. It doesn't have any kiyum in its own right. It doesn't have any kiyum in it as its own sefer. You understand? It's only a ksiva of a maisa nesina. But if I would treat it as a thing on its own right, you understand? If I would qualify it in a particular way directly, then I'm machshavit as a sefer. I'm breaking its definition as a v'nosan. Then what did the kosav terminate in? It terminated in a middle stage. Mm-hmm. Hefsik is true.
Like open cases in the Gemara that go against this thing, like giving the
when we get
Torah,
to those
giving the saber Torah as a get.
Right. Nobody understands that Gemara. Nobody understands that Gemara.
The saber
Torah again. It's like open Gemara.
The Gemara says you can't. The Gemara can't figure out why would you think it's even possible.
So Havamina here would really make sense at all. I mean, you could have a logical Havamina otherwise.
Nothing makes sense in that Gemara. It's not written Lashem Gershon. We skip that piece, right? That's right over where. That's on Chaf, I'm an Aleph, top of Chaf, right?
Yeah.
Emish of Croesus to Isbeh, yeah. Tos is bothered this of you. Umgil Soti is. Alright, we'll take a gander at that. But one second. So now he's saying like this. Let's just try to see if it makes sense, if it works out. He's saying like this. Saying, what's the problem of Kitsitsa that makes it a Tolosh? It's not that it's a Tolosh. It's that now there's a Vichosav. And by doing a maisa to the cheftza that gives it a new shame, right? Now the cheftza of the original ksiva was redefined as now the original ksav was redefined as a new entity. It was changed into another thing. Okay? So now what? So now it's a problem. That's only a problem because now there's an intervening state in the object's existence. There's an intervening state between the v'chosav and the v'nosan. It breaks the positive concept of the get, that it's a ksiva that never is treated as its own entity. It's a ksiva that is always just in is only for a mice and a sina. That's why he says, if you're sensitive to his lashon, if you're sensitive to the lashon of the Ran, what's the main point? What's the main phrase in the lashon of the Ran? Why the utzitz is good when you give the whole thing? You might have to read the whole thing. Just warning you. He says, "Dibinokov nami tlisha memela havi bishas nesina." In other words, it doesn't matter. The way we were learning yesterday, it's a problem in the cheftza. That the cheftza, it's a problem in the cheftza per se. That the entity of the ksiva has to be the same entity that the woman receives. Then we have a problem. What he's saying over here is that there's no halacha like that. The only halacha is that the ksiva has to go directly, the entity of the ksiva has to be immediately involved. The next stage in the life of this entity must be the process of nesina. If you engage in a transformative process of ketzitza, that's a problem. But if the maisa nesina itself, mamela, changes into something, that's not hefsek. You understand? It's not a problem that it is another thing. There's no halach like that. Because we had trouble explaining why that would be a problem. What idea in Gittin would make that a problem? Right? That's what you were asking yesterday. I said, I don't know the answer to that. But we say, no, the problem is like this, that the object can't be worked on and engaged in any other process after the ksiva than the nesina. Mi she'ena mechusar el ksivo nesina. Yotzezu she'mechusar ksivo, and then it's transformed by a ketzitza, and then it's involved in the process of nesina. Once you transform it by the process of ketzitza, you're already breaking the whole concept of what the ksiva should be. It's no longer an entity. Now it's becoming like an entity on its own right of ksav. Because now I'm treating it like a cheftz in its own right. I'm gonna qualify it. I'm gonna make it into a new thing. Okay, but that's the problem. That's the problem. That's why it's dafka a maisa ketzitza that makes it into a talush. But if the nesina makes it talush, there's no problem. That's not a hefsek. As long as it, that's why he's emphasizing. What did you do? It's not nikeres. What does it mean? It's not nikeres. It means that that it is never the object of your maisa tlisha. The problem of ketzitza is I am doing a maisa of tlisha to the cheftza. That's the problem with ketzitza. It's not a problem that the object gets changed. The problem is that I am working on the object. What's the object of my maisa? What's the recipient of my maisa tlisha? The cheftza. That's ketzitza. Ketzitza is where I do a maisa tlisha to endow the object with the character of talish. That's ketzitza. But if it's just memela as a maisa of nesina, yeah, in achanami and Shabbos I'll be chayev because of a psik resha. But they're two simultaneous actions. And that's what he's stressing. He's saying, even if it was an Eino Nakov, you wouldn't be able to avoid picking it up and giving it to her. So that's your Maisa Nesina. That's your Maisa Nesina. So because the Maisa Nesina creates a Talish, that's not a problem. We don't have anything against things being Talish.
So a Mechubar. What? A real case of Mechubar.
If it was a real case of Mechubar, then the Ketzitza is not a Maisa Nesina. That's a maisa to the cheftza.
Right.
You understand? That's purely a maisa to the cheftza.
Why? You can't do the nesina.
Why? Because I'm doing a maisa that the end of my maisa will be over when this object gains a status of a tolish. That's when this maisa is over.
And with the atzis nakov?
The atzitz nakov, it's there's no, since he's saying it's not a nikeres, see, what's the point, that what's the importance of a maisa nikeres? He's saying the difference between a tlisha and a tlisha nikeres is that if it's a tlisha nikeres, that means that it's like a process, it's a maisa that has a product of being a tlish. It's a maisa that changed that physically, that it's a physical maisa that is considered. See, a physical maisa is considered done to the thing that is physically changed. I'm just trying to describe it a little bit. In other words, like this. In other words, if I have a leaf on a tree, so there's a physical process of severing the leaf from the tree, right? That is its own maisa. That's an independent maisa, and that maisa is called plisha. It's called ketzitza. Okay, and that maisa is defined by working on the tree and the leaf. It's a process to the leaf. Okay, but if I have an otzitz that's not nakov and an otzitz that is nakov, right? And either way, I'd have to bend down and pick the thing up and hand it to the woman. Right? That's not considered a maisa to the otzitz. You understand? That's not considered, saying it's not nikeres, means it's not a maisa, it's not a process to the otzitz. Ketzitza is a separate physical process.
I understand. It doesn't seem specific. I mean, why is that not to the otzitz any more than it's to the tree?
Right, because he's saying it's true. It is mamela. It's going to be a tlisha. We don't care about a mamela tlisha. We care about an intervening process that is not nesina. That's all we care about.
But it can be. It's the same act, right? I pull a leaf off a tree. I pull it off a natsa nakav. Either way, I'm trying to do a nesina.
No, those are the same. Those are exactly the same. My comparison is picking up the utzitz and pulling the leaf off a tree.
I'm saying that one would work and one wouldn't work.
Picking off the leaf would not work, right? Off of a tree.
Off of a tree, but off of atzitz?
No, I'm not talking about the gate.
I'm saying that would work.
Depends if it's nakov or
ain't. I'm saying ain't or nakov.
No, it would not work. If it's not to say no nakov, it would not work.
Ain't or nakov, and a nakov would work.
Yeah.
So then, doesn't that also not work then?
Oh, because it's only a process that we only consider it a process, according to this group of Rishonim, if it actually changes the shame of the thing. Otherwise, it's just a maisa stam. It's just a stam maisa.
Yeah, why is a
otzitz she'eino nakov given to
a cow?
An otzitz she'eino nakov.
So you can pluck it off.
Yes, no different. You can give the whole cow. An otzitz she'eino nakov?
Yes.
That's a separate din that they consider a cow's horn considered like a mechubar. They analogize mechubar lekarka and mechubar legidule karka. Because a cow is considered gidule karka.
There's no
halachic fellow shem. They're saying like this, that if there's a halachic shem that changes through a process, that's considered a maisa, that's considered an intervening maisa, because now you have a maisa to the cheftza that created the halachic shem.
But picking up the pot off the floor, even though
that's not a maisa to the cheftza, correct? That's just a maisa nesina. That's not an intervening maisa. That is the shas nesina.
I'm giving for it.
That's what he says.
So if I would just take a...
He says, the havi b'shas nesina. It's not b'shas. Don't tell me pulling it off and handing it to her.
It's the same thing if I pull it off a tree. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm
no, but conceptually... But that's his point. That's why he compares it to the otzitz nakov e'eino nakov.
Let me
answer your point. That's why he compares. He says... that's why he brings it in. Why is he so wordy over here? He says, because if I had a nakov and an eino nakov, I would have to do the same exact thing. But if I had a leaf on a tree and a leaf off a tree, I would not be doing the same exact thing at all. If I had a leaf off the tree, it would be ready for nesina. If it was on the tree, it would have to be prepared for nesina. You understand? So that's a separate process to the thing. In other words, the question is, am I doing a maisa that's a process to the cheftza? Or does it happen to get a change in the shem with the nesina? We don't care about the change in the shem. Change in the shem was yesterday. Where we cared about where we thought that there's an equation of Vikosav and Vinosan, that the thing that you write on has to be the thing that she receives. And we admitted we didn't know why that should be, but we were just trying to follow the evidence. Right? But now we found a whole new formula over here. And now we can work it out into a way that makes sense too. Now we're saying that what? This makes sense. This is the ikker. This is an underlying principle in get of vichosav v'nosan. That there's a positive idea here. Not just psulim. It's not just arbitrary psulim we're trying to avoid. There's the very underlying nature of the ksiva of the get is that it's fresh ink. It's given. It's to be given. It's not a document to record what the husband feels today. That's a shtar. It's not a memorandum of what transpired or how I feel. Mm-hmm. It's I am divorcing you. It's a statement in words. It's a delivery of a verbal sipor. The Gemara itself says later. It's a sfiras dvarim. It's a sfiras dvarim. Mm-hmm. It's not just for the author to organize and clarify his thoughts and get them down on paper. It's a message. It's a dispatch. It'd be like a guy. It's a telegram. That's the ikker of the thing.
Is it hefsek or is there something else?
Though? It's hefsek because it's not. But it's not hefsek in Maisa. Mm-hmm. This is an important idea. It's not hefsek in Maisa. It's a hefsek that since the essence of a telegram is that the ksiva, thing in the ksiva is a giving. If the ksiva is involved in something else, that breaks the whole nature of that ksiva. So you understand? It's like saying here, I've got an important message. Bind it, laminate it, and get it registered in the with the Library of Congress, and then send it out as fast as you can. It's tied to the sasri. You understand? So, but halachically, we have to formulate it. We can't do wishy-washy things in halacha. Halacha can't say it's going to be a telegram if you spend 20 minutes after you write it, and it's not if you spend 30 minutes. So halachically, we say it's considered that it breaks the din of vechosa v'nosan if the chefza is processed in a way that changes it. That's what breaks the vechosa v'nosan.
You're still processing in a way that changes it. You're saying that act in and of itself is...
Before the Nesina.
I'm saying... Well,
which case are you referring to? Which case are you referring to?
You're picking up the pot, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not connected to the ground.
Well, if it's not
although
connected to the ground, then there's nothing.
Although you don't care that the...
You mean it has a hole in the pot? Yeah. Right.
Although you don't...
Is that Nesina?
What?
Is that Nesina?
Absolutely.
So that's it! So that's it! You went from the Vechosav to the Vinosan! Who cares? You can do whatever you want! You can juggle while you're giving it! Who cares?
You just said...
If it's Shabbos, you're a psikration, you're chayev. But here...
There's something else happening there.
But we don't care... But the only thing is we care about breaking the connection between the Ksiva and the Nesina. If the Ksiva is directly followed by the Nesina, that's all we care about. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool because you can plug it into plugging it in.
Well, we'll see. We'll get the Rebbe Lezer. Mayor, don't worry. We're going.
You know that, the cases where you have to draw the outline of the borders, you can do it afterwards.
You mean trimming it?
No. When you have you have to do it on top of what's called
the shirta.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
okay, so now for tomorrow, you have a question, Shai?
Yeah, are these the only cases of changing something? Like, let's say I have a wall, and I have to get on the wall and I cut it off.
So that might be a way to understand Rashi.
Within our
Svara, of these Rishonim, they hold only... I don't know why these Rishonim hold it's Dafka, the change of... They hold it's only the most basic, fundamental change from Gedulik, from Mechuber to Tolish. Anything after Tolish, it's true, you can change it further, but they hold that's not a qualitative change. That's just a quantitative change. What am I doing with my Tolish? It has to be the most fundamental qualitative change they hold. I don't know why, but they're darshaning it from these... They're saying this is the case in the Mishnah, and this is all you see from the Mishnah.
Right.
Why does the Torah stop over here? We don't know. But question?
I'll ask after.
Okay, but this is what I want to do now. I want to go to the Tosfos. Okay, I have a little bit of a change of plans here. Let's take a look at the Tosfos, Chof Aleph on the days. Okay. Yeah. But instead of going back to the Ron, the other sheet, the Shita in the Ron that he starts with is basically Tosfos Shita. Okay. But let's we don't need to go the whole Tosfos because he starts off with the whole story. Yotzim. Let's pick it up from in the middle. It says Vri Maisi Raya Lapir Shabina Tam. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that if you have a long piece of paper and you cut it to shorten it, if you have a long piece of paper and you write the get on it and then you cut it, the get is possible.
Right.
Okay, with some caveat. Okay, if it's minimal cutting, it's okay for some reason. But the problem is the re brings a raya to Rabbeinu Tam, and the raya just doesn't make any sense. I just don't understand the raya. So maybe we try to figure out what this raya means. Okay. So see the raya. You gotta go through. You're gonna have to crack open the chul and the Sanhedrin. I'm just warning you. Okay.
Yes.
Don't just stare at this and say I don't understand what it means.
Okay.